These are descriptions only. No words can substitute for the personal realization, which I have called the voice of inner truth, as it unfolds for every individual. But it takes satisfying answers about who you are and why you are here to bring inner discontent to an end. In its true nature, life is comfortable, easy, unforced, and intuitively right. This means that the self-realized state is the most natural one to be in. The accumulation of stress, along with the aging that it produces, indicates that strain and discomfort are still present. The following section is devoted to ending the struggle by the practice that finally works, learning to accept your life not as a series of random events, but as a path of awakening whose purpose is maximum joy and fulfillment. Living with life's uncertainty makes constant demands upon everyone's coping mechanisms. There are basically two ways to cope with uncertainty: acceptance and resistance. Acceptance is healthy because it permits you to clear any stress as soon as it occurs. Resistance is unhealthy because it builds up residues of frustrated feelings, false expectations, and unfulfilled desires. In the following exercises, we will see how to restore your awareness to a state of acceptance so that living in the present is as fulfilling as it should be. Exercise 1. Freeing your interpretations. Your life can only be as free as your perception of it. Whenever we look at a situation, we see our past in it. If spiders frightened you as a child, you will project that fear onto spiders today. Just to realize that you are placing an interpretation on everything is an important step towards freeing yourself from the past. The stress response is broken into three parts: the introduction of a threat, appraisal of the situation, and the body's triggering of the fight or flight response. Stage 2, appraisal, is the only stage in which you can control your body's reaction. Once you have interpreted a situation as a threat, your body will automatically give some kind of stress reaction. So it's important to question your interpretation. The only way stress can end is if you perceive it to end. In my personal approach, 5 steps have been immensely helpful. Step 1. Realize that you have an interpretation. In a conflicting situation, I tell myself that my viewpoint is limited. I don't have a patent on the truth. Step 2. Set aside the old mindset. When I feel tense, I take this as a signal that I'm holding on too tight to my point of view. Step 3. Look at things from a new perspective. I focus on the feelings in my body, and inevitably, my mind starts to see things slightly differently. Step 4. Question your interpretation to see if it is still valid. And step 5. Focus on process, not outcome. Stress always arises if you concentrate on how something has to turn out. I remind myself that I don't need to know where I'm going to enjoy the road I'm on. When I successfully go through these 5 steps, the daily annoyances that create inappropriate stress dissolve very quickly. The exercise is to read and think about these 5 steps for changing an interpretation and then apply them. Apply these techniques to a troubling event from your past. Find someone who hurt your feelings very badly and whom you cannot forgive. The 5 steps might carry you into this line of reasoning. 1. I feel hurt, but that doesn't mean that the other person was bad or meant to hurt me. There's always another side to the story. 2. I've been hurt like this before, and therefore maybe I was too quick to judge this incident. I need to see each thing as it is. 3. I don't need to see myself as a victim here. When I was on the other side of the same situation, wasn't I caught up in my own motives? 4. Let me forget my feelings for a second. How did that other person feel? Perhaps they just lost control or were just too wrapped up in their own world to notice my hurt. 5. This incident can help me. Rather than blaming this other person or getting even, I want to find out the kinds of things that create threat in me.